Hello, everyone. I'm just making a little intro here. I did a top 10 Pink Floyd songs list right here. I listened to all the albums once over the last couple months. Gave a lot of reflection. Some of this is for humor. The list is genuine, but some of my comments are for humor, so please don't take them as offense. I love most Pink Floyd albums. If I call something trash, it's not trash because it's probably really good. So thank you for listening. Alrighty, let's stop jumping around here and trying to figure out what's going on. Let's just get right into this top 10 list of the top 10 Pink Floyd albums. I'm going to start us off, you know, very hot. Number 10, Obscured by Clouds. Now, it's number 10 mostly because I don't listen to a lot of Floyd albums regularly. And this one's the one that I tend to find myself listening to the most. There's a group of Floyd albums I just love to listen to. And then a group I kind of give a listen to and kind of move on from there. Before doing this list through listening to them all, I found this one was an easy number 10. I don't think it's amazing, but I think there's a few tracks that you'll definitely be able to dig, and it has a nice flow. Number 9, Piper at the Gates of Dawn. I think the definitely album stealer is, Interstellar Overdrive. I think that song is absolutely phenomenal and is kind of a prelude to everything that Pink Floyd was going to do in the future. I think there is a lot of good on this album, but I'm not one who would put it in the essentials list on Apple Music. Number 8. We got Adam Hartmother. Now, I see some people put this in their top 5, and I think that's utterly ridiculous. No pun intended. That wasn't that good, because the cover's a cow. Utter. That's okay, you laughed, I heard you. So, although this album is a little overrated, I think the title track, Adam Hartmother, is really good, although a bit slow. The rest of it, though, couldn't really care less, but the strength of that title track, of the 21 minutes of it, really good. Underneath, at 7, we got Metal. Middle, however you want to say it. Metal. This album is basically better Adam Hartmother, and basically better Piper, and better Obscured by Clouds. This album's just better overall. I wouldn't really say I even love this album a lot. I think a lot like Adam Hartmother, this album's very overrated. It could be, though, I'm not a massive fan of the psychedelic stuff Pink Floyd did, so I'm not ripping it. I think it's a good album. As I read the list, the reason why Metal's above Adam Hartmother is just because it's a little more consistent overall instead of having one really good title track. I'm not going to say I'm in love with this album, though, either. Number 6. This is the second most underrated Pink Floyd album. At number 6, I got The Division Bell. Now, I know the Waters people just sighed, and I know the Gilmore people are probably even thinking, whoa, that's a little high. But there's some kind of magic The Division Bell has. It's kind of like Pink Floyd's last hoorah. It's kind of Pink Floyd's last grasp of air of relevancy. It's kind of, in my opinion, the real goodbye, this album. Plus, I mean, look at some of the names of these track titles. You got Marooned, What Do You Want From Me, A Great Day for Freedom, Take It Back, Coming Back to Life, Lost for Words, High Hopes. Come on, they were telling us that this was really the end. I know they released another album, but it was basically just all instrumentals and not really amazing ones at that, so I'm not going to start jumping for joy. This really was the end of Pink Floyd, at least in relevancy, and this should have been the last album. They really shouldn't have done anything else. I think it's underrated, and I think more people should just let go of their hatred and listen to it. Number 5, I'm going to get crucified. I know people who put this as the greatest album ever made. online, if you say anything bad about this album, you're either a contrarian or you're people think you're smarter than the pack. This album's number 5 for me, and it's Dark Side of the Moon. Brilliant cover, brilliant marketing, really good album. Money is the best track. Time might be the second best. Maybe. Great Gig in the Sky is really hype. I mean, I'm not going to trash this album at all. I just don't think it's aged as well as some other Floyd albums. I think it is definitively a top 5. Like, I think this album is much better than The Division Bell. But I'm not going to be that person who overrates it here. Again, the good tracks are really good, but some of it feels a little fillerish. And also, it's trying to present itself as this grand concept of knowledge and genius. I think it's kind of just is what it is. I don't think it's much deeper than intended. That's why it's number 5. And I now give you number 4. By far, the most underrated, maybe, album in the history of music, Pink Floyd's The Final Cut. This album is on the same level as The Wall. This album presents a story of a post-war England and does it so beautifully, it's so easy to listen to. I have bought the CD and stupidly it didn't come with When the Tigers Broke Free, so I've actually had to learn more of the tracks and listen to them way more. My god, this album's amazing, and I'm not trolling here. I think it's better than Dark Side of the Moon. I'm gonna get some hate for this. My friends, though, they know me. They know my opinion's right. I think another absolutely studded track is Not Now, John. Holy crap, that's a good track. This whole just Final Cut, give it another chance. It's really solid. I think people don't accept it because they either hate Roger Waters or they say it's not The Wall's version of The Wall. Just open your heart, okay? Like The Division Bell. Number 3, Wish You Were Here. If The Final Cut is a reflection of post-war England, Dark Side of the Moon is kind of a look at the concept of time, space, relativity, how we get older. I think Wish You Were Here is definitely an album of grieving and kind of taking a second to look back and take a step back and see what everything is. There's definitely a lot of patience on this album. I think Shine On You Crazy Diamonds, though, is an overrated song, but Welcome to the Machine, Have a Cigar is my second favorite Floyd song, and Wish You Were Here are absolutely phenomenal tracks. And also the next Shine On You Crazy Diamonds I think is a good track. So I'm not saying Shine On You Crazy Diamonds Part 1 to 6 sucks, but I do think it's a little overrated. This album, I understand some people would put it at number 1. I respect that opinion. I would not put it at number 1. And in fact, it's not, in my opinion, that much better than The Final Cut. It just lyrically is much deeper, and it also musically is a little better. Number 2 is The Wall. So you know what number 1 is now, but let me start The Wall. I think The Wall is the almost perfect album. Has a compelling story, lyrically thematical, presents a lot of different themes. The Wall is definitely an album of reflecting and looking at ourselves and talking about kind of the human experience of how we're separated from things and we build these walls in our life. As I've talked about the other albums, this album definitely represents sort of isolationist. The album sort of represents kind of a fear of the unknown, creating your own conformity within yourself. It definitely also has themes of kind of radicalism in society. It has themes of mistreatment. It has a lot of also, like The Final Cut, themes of post-war England. I think this album is phenomenal. Beginning to end is, there's not really any stinkers. I think Young Lust is overrated, but it's, even Young Lust is a really catchy song. My favorite, I mean The Trial, how iconic. This album is just something special, and I don't get how people rip on it or not put it very high up on their list. Because there seems to be a growing sort of, in the Pink Floyd community, it seems this album tends to be trajecting downward, where Dark Side and album like Metal, and also, oh goodness, Wish You Were Here, tend to be trajecting up. Unfortunately, the final cut is not in either category. It's just mediocrely at number 10 on most lists. And number one is Animals. If there's a theme to this album, it's anger. This is Pink Floyd's angriest album. It is basically a progressive punk rock album, if you really think about it. This is about anger of capitalism. Dogs is one of the best Pink Floyd songs. Pigs on the Wing is a beautiful setup. The guitar works fantastic, and I don't really see anything that dethrones why I don't see a negative to this album. You can say some of the songs are long, but if you're going to say that, we got to start looking at Dark Side of the Moon, and we got to start looking at I Wish You Were Here. Heck, we can talk about the 2-hour Wall runtime. I know it's not 2 hours, so chill. I mean, I just gotta say, Animals is the best rounded album. I think it also has some of the angriest themes. It's not as thematically great as The Wall, but I still think it does a pretty good job telling a story. That was my top 10, and thank you for listening. And, God bless, praise Christ, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.